This is Don Drysdale. Many times I've said that you've got to believe in yourself if you're going to succeed. It's true in all walks of life, including sports. The most important aspect of winning is the development of a positive mental outlook. But in sports, there's more than just believing in yourself. You see, someone else has to believe in you, too. And today, I'll tell you about some well-justified belief. This program is brought to you as a public service of this radio station on behalf of your local Army recruiter. Today's Army will teach you highly technical skills like maintenance or repair. Find out about Army training soon. Now, today's story. It's about believing in yourself and believing in other people. In 1945, the Second World War was ending. At the Great Lakes Naval Station, the coach was Paul Brown, later the coach of the Cleveland Browns. Brown had his eye on a great athlete from Tulane, William Dub Jones. About a year later, Jones was mustered out of the Navy and did get a job playing football for the Miami Seahawks of the All-Atlantic Conference. He didn't impress anyone very much with a lackluster season as defensive halfback, and Jones was traded to another forgotten team, the Brooklyn Dodgers. He tried harder with the Dodgers, but was even worse. Dejected and resigned, Jones decided to retire from football. You see, he'd given up on himself. But luckily for him and for American football fans, Paul Brown hadn't given up. He traded, and Dub Jones became a Cleveland Brown. What happened next was one of the greatest turnarounds in sports history. I'll tell you about it in just a moment. First, here's good news from today's Army. You know, it takes a lot of things working together to make a champion. Dedication, natural ability, intense training. Well, today's Army offers you the training you want, guaranteed before you enlist. Put this with your dedication and talent and come out a winner in the race of life. See your Army representative and join the people who've joined the Army. Now back to our story. It's about a man who believed. That man was Paul Brown. And the man he believed in, William Dub Jones. Well, the newspapers had a field day with the news. The headline in one sports column said, "Football's Worst Trade," describing the move to bring Jones to the team. Still, Brown thought he knew what he was doing. He thought that with experience and good coaching, he could mold Jones into one of the finest defensive backs to ever play football, but he was wrong. Jones wasn't made to be an outstanding defensive back at all. But he wasn't bad on offense, and soon Brown converted him to second-string fullback. And by 1951, the job belonged to Dub Jones. The Browns were a great team. They were on their way to their second division title. But the big game for them was the November 25th meeting with the Chicago Bears. And in the first quarter of the game, it looked like a standoff. In that first frame alone, each team was penalized over a half dozen times, and players were limping off the field in pairs. It was a real meat grinder, and there was no score. Then in the second period, Jones crashed to the line for the first touchdown, and Cleveland jumped into the lead. A few minutes later, he scored again on a 34-yard pass from Otto Graham. They only gave Jones the ball five more times in that game, and he scored on three of them. His five touchdowns tied him for the NFL record established by Ernie Nevers in 1929. With 5 minutes still left in the game, Paul Brown just wanted to hold on to the ball and let the clock run out. But Otto Graham had other ideas. Brown sent in a running play, but Graham called one of his own. The Browns had the ball on the Bears' 43-yard line. Jones shot straight down the field, and the quarterback rifled a pass to him. Jones caught it at the 5-yard line and raced in for his sixth touchdown. Jones had set a new record for touchdowns in one game. And this legendary running back, Dub Jones, owed it all to a man who still believed in him after he had given up. That man was Paul Brown. This is Don Drysdale. If you're looking for a lifelong career in an interesting job, well, don't you give up either. Join the people who've joined the Army. Until next time, so long, everyone.